If you didn't know where a man was born, you might ask, where does he
come from?
He in on the train last night.
He came in on the train last night.
He's to our town every month with his goods.
He comes to our town every night with his goods.
If you had a friend, I mean, maybe if you were looking out the window and you saw your next door neighbor hanging out the wash or something like that, your wife might say, well, have you seen the neighbor? And you might say, well,
I saw her hanging out the wash this morning.
I hope to her again soon.
See her again soon.
We've so little of her this year.
We've seen so little of her this year.
You can't get through there. The highway department's got their machines in and the road's all
blocked off.
If the opposite of take it off is to
put it on.
My sister, that. If maybe if your wife had just cooked a cake or something, and your little girl was pretty small, and she walked in and she saw the cake, so she picked it up off of the counter and dumped it upside down on the floor. Your wife might come in and say, "What happened?" And you might say, "Well, she
turned it on the floor."
Uh-huh. Or she
dumped it on the floor.
Uh-huh. Somebody might, if there's something pretty hard to some jobs pretty hard, somebody might say, "Can you
do the job?"
And you might say, "Sure, I've that all my life.
I've done that all my life."
If you're sitting with a friend not saying anything at all, and he might ask, "What did you say?" You'd say, "Well, I didn't say
anything."
He might say, "Oh, I thought you said
something."
I've never heard of things of I've never heard of those things, or I've never heard of these. Would you
you never heard of
if I ask you how long has the St. John's River been here,
they say always.
I got thrown once, and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
It wasn't an accident. He did it
on purpose.
I don't know. You'd better him.
You better check him.
And let's see. Somebody, if you were asking directions, you wanted to know how to get downtown, somebody might say, "Well, I don't know. You'd better the man over at the filling station."
Yeah, you better ask the fellow at the filling station.
And the man might say, "Why, you've me that several times before."
Why have you done that to me several times before?
Mm-hmm. Or if it were a question, he might say, "Why, you've
asked me that."
Mm-hmm. If a person were wounded with a knife, you'd say they got
cut.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of big knives would you have?
You would have your big knives would be your machetes and ones they cut cane with, like the machete deal, and then you'd have your hunting knives and and your regular in this house butcher knives and your cleavers for cutting meats, you know.
If you're gonna lift something like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you might have to use pulley blocks and ropes to